All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Sri Guru and Gauranga. Trinadapi sunichena tarari vasahishnuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari hare nama hare nama hare nama eva kevalam kalo nasyeva 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 gatiranyacha. So we're here at Govinda Kunj, home of Dwarkadish Das, Lilavati Devi Dasi, Rupal, Nihar, Janavi, and one more on the way. And the new member is coming from India. All right? We are studying the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, the Antya Leela, which is chapter number 1, Srila Rupa Goswami's second meeting with the Lord. We left off on text number 183. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Are we ready to start? All right, so text number 183. Ramananda Roy inquired, by which subdivision of style do the players enter? Rupa Goswami then began to speak specifically about this subject. So just to refresh our memory, Lord Chaitanya is here with many of his prominent disciples, and they are listening to Rupa Goswami explain his two plays, Lalita Madhava and Vidagdha Madhava, which originally was designed to be one drama, but when he was in a particular place, Queen Satyabhama appeared to him in a dream and told him to make a separate drama. So he separated the pastimes of Krishna in Dwaraka into one book and the pastimes of Krishna in Vrindavan in another book. I can't remember. And the next morning, Lord Chaitanya confirmed what Satyabhama had said in the dream, because Lord Chaitanya said, Krishna never leaves Vrindavan. The Krishna in Dwaraka, he is Dwarkadish, or what's the other word? Yadu Kumar. Whereas the Krishna in Vrindavan is Govinda. So Ramananda Roy is questioning Rupa Goswami. He wants to know details about the dramas. So that's what we're studying now. Text number 184. While dancing on the stage, after having killed the ruler of uncivilized men, Kamsa, Lord Krishna, master of all arts, will at the proper time accept the hand of Srimati Radharani, who is qualified with all transcendental attributes. And we learn from Lord Chaitanya that Srimati Radharani has 25 specific transcendental qualities. We also learned that Krishna has 64. But Lord Brahma and people on his level can exhibit 50 of those 64 minutely. Lord Shiva can demonstrate 55 of the 64. Lord Vishnu exhibits 60 of the 64 completely. But Krishna has four special characteristics He plays the flute, which attracts everybody. He's always surrounded by a circle of very loving, intimate, spontaneously surrendered devotees. Krishna's beauty is even greater than that of Narayan. And then the fourth one, he has uncommon pastimes, the cynosure of which the Rasa Leela. Let us continue with the purport of Srila Prabhupada. Oh, this verse is from Lalita Madhava, chapter 1, verse 11, text 185. This introduction is technically called Udgatyaka, and the whole scene is called Viti. You are so expert in dramatic expression that each of my statements before you is like a wave from an ocean of impudence. So this is nice. Rupa Goswami is exhibiting Lord Chaitanya's commandment that one should be very meek and humble. Even if one has done tremendous devotional activities, still one should keep himself meek and humble. Purport. In this connection, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur again quotes the following verse from the Sahitya Darpana, Udghatyaka Katodgata Prayogatishayastata Pravarta Vaglite Pancha Prastavana Bidha. Pancha Prastavana Bidha. Thus, the technical names for the five kinds of introductory scenes of the drama are listed as Udgatyaka, Katodgata, Prayogatishaya, Pravartika, and Avalagita. When Srila Ramananda Roy inquired which of these five Srila Rupa Goswami had used to accomplish the technical introduction to his drama, Lalita Madhava, Rupa Goswami replied that he had used the introduction technically called Udgatyaka. According to the Bharati Vritti, three technical terms used are Prarochana, Viti, and Prahasana. Thus, Rupa Goswami also mentioned Viti, which is a technical term for a certain type of expression. According to the Sahitya Darpana, Vityam eko bhaved anka kaschit eko trakalpyate akasha bhashitaya uktais chitrang pratyuktam ashrita. The Viti, beginning of a drama, consists of only one scene. In that scene, one of the heroes enters the stage and by means of opposing statements uttered by a voice from the sky or off stage, he introduces the abundant conjugal mellow and other mellows to some degree. In the course of the introduction, all the seeds of the play are planted. This introduction is called Udgatyaka because the player dances on the stage. This term also indicates that the full moon enters the stage. In this case, when the word Nartata, dancing on the stage, is linked with the moon, its meaning is obscure. But because the meaning becomes very clear when the word Nartata is linked with Krishna, this type of introduction is called Udgatyaka. Srila Ramananda Roy used highly technical terms when he discussed this subject with Srila Rupa Goswami. Rupa Goswami stated that Srila Ramananda Roy was a greatly learned scholar of bona fide dramatic composition. Thus, although Srila Rupa Goswami was quite fit to answer Srila Ramananda Roy's question, due to his Vaishnava humility, he said that his words were impudent. Actually, both Rupa Goswami and Ramananda Roy were scholarly experts in composing poetry and presenting it strictly according to the Sahitya Darpana and other Vedic literatures. Let's now go to text number 186. No, he was not a Goswami. No. At least, he's not presented as such. Ramananda Roy is not presented as a sannyasi because there is an incident which we will read in future classes when this Brahmin, Pradyumna Mishra, came to Lord Chaitanya and said, I have heard that you are great, learned, I want to learn from you. Lord Chaitanya, out of his humility, said to this Brahmin, oh, the person you want to hear from? Ramananda Roy. So he went to see Ramananda Roy, but Ramananda Roy was busy. So he is waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting. I think he had to come back the next day. Ramananda Roy was kind of an important person. So it was revealed by Lord Chaitanya that Ramananda Roy is teaching young girls how to dance in front of Lord Jagannath. Ramananda Roy is not only teaching the girls how to dance, but he is personally bathing them and touching their bodies. But Lord Chaitanya says, I am a strict sannyasi. I cannot imitate Ramananda Roy. Ramananda Roy, when he's teaching these girls, he's in Gopi Bhav. And his mind does not change. When he's touching the girls, it's as if he's touching wood. And Lord Chaitanya says, that's because Ramananda Roy is in his Gopi Bhav and sees these girls as other gopis meant to dance for Lord Jagannath. Lord Chaitanya says, this cannot be imitated even by me. So then the next day, Ramananda Roy answered the questions of Pradyumna Mishra. We will read that. What's that? He's touch. Okay. Lord, no, listen. Lord Chaitanya says he touches their private parts. But his mind is like wood. There's no change. If we touch a woman, our mind becomes changed. Ramananda Roy, his mind, it's as if he's touching wood. Nobody gets agitated. Yes. He's no, completely on the spiritual platform. Completely on, as I said, he's in Gopi Bhav. Gopi Bhav means he's completely above lust. Yes. And he sees these young girls as other gopis. He's simply assisting them to how to dance in front of. Right, exactly. Completely transcendental. Can we continue? Later, in another chapter in this, we're going to go through the whole Antyalila. Yes, Lilavati? Impudent. Impudent means you think yourself more important than what you really are. Right? Not Rupal. Let's say you had a child. Talks very harshly to you. You would think, who is this? Right? Like, in many cultures, you don't act like that in front of the father. Although, hey, if a child, so impudent means you're acting very proud when you have no reason to be proud. Okay? Okay. Rupal, Could you sit here? Because if I keep, I'm going to get a crink in my neck. No, I'm comfortable. Just that if Rupal sits there, I'm going to go. And by the end of the day, I'm going to be. Jai. Yeah. Back support. Here we go. Back support. So, everybody? Everybody okay? Yeah, that chapter coming up, we'll study it. We're going to go through this whole Ankyalila because in this class, this is not advanced class. This is more advanced class. No, serious. This is more advanced class. That's why we're doing this. Okay. Text number 186. To explain an unclear word, men generally join it with other words. Such an attempt is called udgatyaka. Purport. This verse is quoted from the Sahitya Darpana. Text number 187. When Ramananda Roy requested Srila Rupa Goswami to speak further about portions of the play, Srila Rupa Goswami briefly quoted his Lalita Madhava. The dust from the cows and calves on the road creates a kind of darkness, indicating that Krishna is returning home from the pasture. Also, the darkness of evening provokes the gopis to meet Krishna. Thus, the pastimes of Krishna and the gopis are covered by a kind of transcendental darkness and are therefore impossible for ordinary scholars of the Vedas to see. Purport. This verse from the Lalita Madhava is spoken by Parnamasi in a conversation with Gargi. I don't know who is Gargi. Obviously, she must be residents of Vrindavan. We know that Purnamasi is the great grandmother, and you've heard me say, huh? Grandmother. Okay. But great in the sense that everybody in Vrindavan recognizes that, in that sense. Because there is that incident where Parnamasi, because everybody respects Parnamasi, she's a disciple of Narada, I believe. So, which is rare that Narada is going to have a woman disciple. So she must be very qualified. So, everybody in Vrindavan accepts Parnamasi. That's like, I'm not going to mention any names. But in New Dwarka, there are certain women that everybody, whatever she says, yes, everybody does. Every temple has that person. Nobody messes with such and such. Shh. No names. We're on the internet. So, Purnamasi told Jatila, Abhimanyu's mother, Radharani's supposed husband, that whatever Yashoda tells you, you do, because if you don't, it's going to be very bad for you and your son. So you do whatever Yashoda says. And every morning, Yashoda sends one of the gopis to Jatila's house. Hey, can Radharani come and cook breakfast for Krishna? Even though Jatila hates the idea, because Jatila knows that Krishna is always making eyes at my Radharani. But because of what Purnamasi said, she's got to do it. So she lets Radharani go. And Radharani helps to make Krishna's breakfast. All right, purport. Yes. Yes, because I don't know about Kutila. I don't know, but Jatila is always prevent Krishna from having anything to do. Yes, any. So that must be their service. Krishna states in the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 2, verse 45, Trigunya Vishaya Veda Nishtrai Gunyo Bhavarjuna. Thus he advised Arjuna to rise above the modes of material nature. For the entire Vedic system is filled with descriptions involving Sattvaguna, Rajoguna, and Tamoguna. People are generally covered by the quality of Rajoguna, and therefore unable to understand the pastimes of the Krishna with the gopis of Vraja. So that's why Prabhupada insisted, you want to be initiated? Four regulative principles. Otherwise, how can we go any further? That's the first thing. You got to put yourself in the mode of goodness. Then, from the mode of goodness, you can go to transcendence. But if you want to go to the transcendence from the mode of passion and ignorance, extremely difficult. So you put yourself in the mode of goodness by those four regulative principles. Now you've put yourself in a very nice situation. Now you qualify yourself. All right. Moreover, the quality of Tamoguna further disturbs their understanding. In Vrindavan, however, although Krishna is covered by the hazy darkness of the dust, the gopis can nevertheless understand that within the dust storm is Krishna. Because they are his topmost devotees, they can perceive his hand in everything. Thus, even in the dark or in a hazy storm of dust, devotees can understand what Krishna is doing. The purport of this verse is that under no circumstances is Krishna ever lost to the vision of exalted devotees like the gopis. And there's also a verse like that in chapter 6 of Bhagavad Gita. I am never lost to the pure devotee, nor is the pure devotee ever lost to me. And then that famous verse that Narayan spoke to Durvasa. In my heart, I only know my devotees. Why? Because in my devotee's heart, they only know me. That's how Krishna rolls. All right? Text number 189. Chant the Maha Mantra, please. You know who's watching our webcast right now? The founder Acharya of Mayapur TV, Antar Dweep. Everybody say Hari Bol to Antar Dweep. I owe Antar Dweep my life and soul. He is the co-founder of Mayapur TV. Disciple of His Holiness Jayapataka Swami. He lives in England, I think. And he now types. How embarrassing. No, don't be embarrassed. We love you, Antar Dweep. We're honored that you're participating. Honored. And I'm doing what you said, Antar Dweep. I have pictures of Lord Chaitanya, and I have a little picture of me. He told me I should do like that. So I'm following your instructions. And let's say Hari Bol to another devotee, Vishal. All right. All right, let's continue with the class. Let's see now. Hari Bol Vishal. All right, text number 189. Here we go. May the sweet sound of Lord Krishna's flute, his authorized messenger, be glorified, for it expertly releases Srimati Radharani from her shyness and attracts her from her home to the forest. So shyness, Prabhupada explains, Shyness is one of the greatest qualities for a woman. And we read when we did Kamlesha's program the other Saturday, was it last Saturday? The symptoms of the age of Kali. Shukadev was saying that as Kali Yuga progresses, women lose the shyness. And as a result, they become more bold, more aggressive, and more audacious. And for proof of that, just watch MTV or any of these stations. Divorce and all these shows on television, more and more they're showing women should not be shy, women should not be chaste, she should be bold, sassy, all really unfeminine qualities. And now we see in Kali Yuga, they're dressing in the same way, unshy. More and more dressing plainly like prostitutes. More and more. And you see, if you look here in America, how ladies dressed in the 40s, you can see in the films, they were dressed nicely. 50s, they get a little more. 60s, all right. Everything. And now each decade, they become more and more and more unchaste, unshy. That, do you remember Mahamadhusudan Das? You remember him? He said that he once read a Purana. He told me this. He said in this one Purana, he said, as Kali Yuga progresses, the men become more weak, effeminate, the women become more strong, that in later on in Kali Yuga, the woman will just grab a man and say, come with me. And then do what she wants. That's what's going to... Kali Yuga. Topsy-turvy. Jai. Father Nihar is here. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare, Hare. All right, let's look at the purport to this verse. Haribol, Haribol. Everything okay? This verse from the Lalita Madhava is spoken by Gargi, the daughter of Gargamuni. That's what I thought, but I wanted to make sure. But see? Right. We follow Vaishnava etiquette. Unless we're sure, silent. So now you know. Rupal? You know more than me. Okay. Text number 190. My dear friend, who is this fearless young man? He is as bright as a lightning cloud, and he wanders in his pastimes like a maddened elephant. From where has he come to Vrindavan? Alas, by his restless movements and attractive glances, he is plundering from the vault of my heart the treasure of my patience. Purport. This verse, Lalita Madhava, is spoken by Srimati Radharani to her friend Lalita Devi. Very nice. That's it. Prabhupada is a doctor. He gives as much medicine as we need. He doesn't over-medicate. Yes. Yes. Next, text number 191. Srimati Radharani is the Ganges in which the elephant of my mind enjoys pastimes. She is the shining of the full autumn moon for the chakora birds of my eyes. She is the dazzling ornament, the bright and beautiful arrangement of stars on the border of the sky of my chest. Now today I have gained Srimati Radharani because of the highly elevated state of my mind. Purport. This verse from Lalita Madhava expresses the thoughts of Lord Krishna in relation with Radharani. So, what I take from this, because yesterday I was preaching in a Catholic school. I do this every year, Shamanad High School. So when I go to Shamanad High School, I have to present very basic, what I call Krishna Consciousness 101. Someday I'm going to write a book, Krishna Consciousness for Dummies. Because they have so many of those books, right? CPA for Dummies. And so I have to explain things to them in ways that they can understand. Sham, yes, Sham. I never thought of that. Hey, you get points for that. Shamanad. Wow, I'm going to mention that. Very good, because I got to go back there on Tuesday. Very good, Ishwarapuri. You are in a transcendental level today. Very good. Shyamanad. Wow. So, when I tell them, I also went to Shyamanad High School on the East Coast. That's the high school I went to. And I was Catholic. It's a Catholic school. I was a Catholic up until 19. Then I became a hippie. But in my 19 years as a Catholic, how much did we know about God? Maybe a paragraph. Look at here. This verse expresses the thoughts of Lord Krishna in relation with Radharani. So you're like comparing a toy choo-choo train with a real train. The difference is tremendous. Not only do we know about God, what He looks like, we also know who He loves and how He thinks. How could I ever give up this Krishna? Where else are you going to get stuff like this? You're not going to get it. When I was hippie, I became only interested in three things. Sex, drugs, rock and roll, not church. Not atheist, materialist, gross materialist. Completely on the bodily concept of life, 108%. Yeah, I had something. Next birth, I'll take birth as a Bengali. All right. Text number 192. After hearing this, Srila Ramananda Roy submitted at the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu the super excellence of Srila Rupa Goswami's poetic expression and began to praise it as if he had thousands of mouths. So again, no envy between Vaishnavas. When a Vaishnava sees that another devotee has excelled in devotional service, there's no jealousy. There's no envy. Demons are not like that. When a demon sees another person doing good, how can I drag him down? I would tell a political story, but I won't. Srila Ramananda Roy said, "This is not a poetic presentation. It is a continuous shower of nectar. Indeed, it is the essence of all ultimate realization, appearing in the form of plays. The wonderful descriptions of Rupa Goswami are superb arrangements to express loving affairs. Hearing them will plunge the heart and ears of everyone into a whirlpool of transcendental bliss." So, I'll make a comparison. I will follow in the footsteps of Srila Rupa Goswami, And I will make an honest assessment that over the past few years, I have listened to Dwarkadish give class in Radharaman. I have heard Prabhupada Jivan give class. And so many times as I was listening, I was completely amazed and so happy to hear the shower of nectar coming from these two Prabhus when they give class. It happened so many times. I'd be setting up and I would say, wow, they are preaching so good. May Krishna bless them more and more. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. As long as I live, I will bless you and you. And I will bless all your grandchildren. 21 generations. And I bless you as well and your family. All right, let's continue with text number 195. What is the use of a bowman's arrow or a poet's poetry if they penetrate the heart but do not cause the head to spin? Without your mercy, such poetic expressions would be impossible for an ordinary living being to write. My guess is that you have given him the power. Now notice, capital Y. So who is he talking to? He's talking to Lord Chaitanya. He's not talking to Rupa Goswami. That capital is indicating, this is Lord Chaitanya, God himself. And it would make sense. It makes total sense. Because that's what Lord Chaitanya did. He empowered Rupa and Sanatana because he gave them so many instructions. And I told the story, I think it was at Kamlesh, recently I told the story, it was at Nitika and Shailesh's house last Friday, that after Lord Chaitanya instructed Sanatana for 2 months, and he gave him all the instructions, Sanatana said, okay, I need you to empower me. Put your feet on my head. And Lord Chaitanya obliged. You want to hear a story that I just heard from my wife? So my wife went to Toronto for the reunion. So different devotees were telling their experiences of what it was like. So there's this one Indian Prabhupada disciple, Subha Bilas. So my wife, when she spoke, she said, yes, I remember when Prabhupada came to Subha Bilas' house. So after, Subha Bilas went up to my wife and said, I forgot all about that. And then he said, what happened was, when Prabhupada came to his house, Subha Bilas requested Prabhupada to allow him to bathe his feet. So the Subha Bilas was using water and honey, and because my wife said was, when she drank the Charanamrita, it was like, what is this stuff? So he told her that when he washed Prabhupada's feet, he used camphor. He was like, the Abhishek of Prabhupada's feet went on for like a half an hour. Until Prabhupada said, that's enough. So he was, then here's the kicker. Subha Bilas had at that time, this was 1976, he had long hair. Alright? So, to dry Prabhupada's feet, he used his hair. And Prabhupada allowed it. Can you imagine? Prabhupada is so, he allowed this guy to dry his feet. My wife just told me the story this morning before she went to work. But I really like the part where the Abhishek is going on and on. That's enough. Most likely it's him, because he was like the first Indian. That's him. All right, text number 197. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied, I met Srila Rupa Goswami at Prayag. Does anybody know the other name for Prayag? What's the other name? Allahabad. Right? So that comes from Allah? Is that Allah? Yes. Allahabad. All right. He attracted and satisfied me because of his qualities. So that's another important point. That we can attract God only by our nice devotee qualities. That's what attracts. Purport. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is not partial to some and neutral to others. One can actually draw the attention of the Supreme Personality of Godhead by service. Then, when one is further empowered by the Lord to act in such a way that everyone can appreciate his service. This is confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita, Ye yatha mang prapadyante tangs tataiva bhajamyaham. Krishna is responsive. If one tries to render his best service to the Lord gives him the power to do so. So Dwarkadish, you and I can, we have experience of this. We both have experience. You just try and you see how Krishna will give you opportunity. If one tries to render his best service to the Lord gives him the power to do so. Krishna also says in the Bhagavad Gita, Tesham satata yuktanam vajatam priyati purvakam. Dadami buddhi yogam tam yena mam upayanti te. To those who are constantly devoted to serving me with love, I give the understanding by which they can come to me. So here are two verses where Krishna reveals how he is responsive. Two verses. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bestowed his special favor upon Srila Rupa Goswami because Rupa Goswami wanted to serve the Lord to the best of his ability. Such is the reciprocation between the devotee and the Lord in the discharge of devotional duties. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu praised the metaphors and other literary ornaments of Srila Rupa Goswami's transcendental poetry. Without such poetic attributes, he said, there is no possibility of preaching transcendental mellows. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu requested all his personal associates to bless Rupa Goswami so that he might continuously describe the pastimes of Vrindavan, which are full of emotional love of Godhead. So answering your question, Dwarkadish, it seems that Lalita Madhava is the pastimes in Vrindavan. Let's find out for sure, but it seems that way. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Srila Rupa Goswami's elder brother, whose name is Sanatan Goswami, is such a wise and learned scholar that no one is equal to him. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Ramananda Rai, Sanatan Goswami's renunciation of material connections is just like yours. Humility, renunciation, and excellent learning exist in him simultaneously. I empowered both of these brothers to go to Vrindavan to expand the literature of bhakti. So this is one of the direct instructions that Lord Chaitanya gave Rupa and Sanatan. They have to go and do the literary homework. Like that verse. Scrutinizingly studying all the revealed scriptures with the aim of establishing eternal religious principles, right? That verse from the Shad Goswam Ashtaka. Nana Shastra. Lali. Wow. Lilavati. Everybody's in a very elevated state of mind today. Very, very good. Jiva Goswami is like their nephew. Nephew. He's the son of their third brother. Anupam. And he had another name besides Anupam. Yes. Yes. Okay. I empowered both of these brothers to go to Vrindavan to expand the literature of bhakti purport. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu informed Srila Ramananda Rai that he and Sanatan Goswami had engaged equally in devotional service after giving up all relationships with material activity. Remember, we studied the Ramananda Rai section, and after that, Ramananda Rai said Lord Chaitanya, and they both agreed, we want to continue these meetings. So then when Ramananda Rai reported back to Prataparudra, he said, I'm done. I'm finished. I just want to retire. No more business. No more CPA. I just want to be with Lord Chaitanya. And Prataparudra said, you got it. Go ahead. Go for it. What a boss, huh? He wished he could. Yeah. That's why, don't run for president. Run for preaching. So, yes. Parangrisva nivartate. The higher taste. The higher taste. So we're up to deity worship? Yes, yes. Yes. Yes, Ananda Vrindavan is completely transformed. Completely. All because of that, you're right. Because it's one of the nine items of bhakti. And Prabhupada wants it to be done nicely in ISKCON. Such renunciation is a symptom of an unalloyed devotee engaged in the service of the Lord with no tinge of material contamination. According to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that this is the position of Trinadapi Sunik Chena Tarat Iva Sahishnuna. A pure devotee, free from the reactions of the material modes of nature, executes devotional service with tolerance like that of a tree. He also feels humbler than the grass. Such a devotee who is called Niskinchana, or free from all material possessions, is always absorbed in emotional love of Godhead. He is reluctant to perform any kind of sense gratification. In other words, such a devotee is freed from all material bondage, but he engages in Krishna conscious activities. That's significant because many people think spiritual life means no activities. And they think, but this is what the Vedas are teaching, right? Naishkarmya, akarma. So they conclude, spiritual life means no work. No. Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, Lord Chaitanya says, there is transcendental work. Transcendental work is called bhakti. We're working. I had to drive so many miles, spent 40 minutes setting up. This is work. But it's transcendental work. To do the deity service, you've got to drive. Then you have to make up the plates, go on the altar, do so many things. So it's work. Yes. Transcendental work. Yes. That's bhakti. Such expert devotional service is performed without hypocrisy. You're there? Okay. In other words, such a devotee is free from all material bondage, but he engages in Krishna conscious activities. Such expert devotional service is performed without hypocrisy. Humility, renunciation, and learned scholarship were combined in Sanatana Goswami, the ideal pure devotee who was on the same level of understanding as Srila Ramananda Roy. Like Ramananda Roy, Sanatana Goswami was a fully cognizant expert in the conclusions of devotional service and was therefore able to describe such transcendental knowledge. Srila Ramananda Roy replied to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, "My Lord, you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If you like, you can cause even a wooden doll to dance. I see the truths regarding transcendental mellows that you expounded through my mouth are all explained in the writings of Srila Rupa Goswami." So we studied that chapter. And that came up later on. Ramananda Roy was saying, "Hey, you know, I'm only speaking what you're making me speak." But still, Lord Chaitanya said, no, I know you know more. Come on, go higher. Go higher. Until finally, when he mentioned that one topic, then Lord Chaitanya covered Ramananda Roy's mouth. "Don't talk anymore. Now you've gone too far." Yes. Exactly. Yes. Very good. No, that wasn't mean here? No, that wasn't the first chapter. Was Adi 7. Yeah. I would not start with that. No. First chapter we did was Adi Leela, chapter 7. Later we went. We had to build up. You can't go for the 300-pound weights. You have to start with 10 pounds. You have to work your way up. All right. Let's continue. "I see that the truths regarding transcendental mellows that you expounded through my mouth are all explained in the writings of Srila Rupa Goswami. Because of your causeless mercy toward your devotees, you want to describe the transcendental pastimes in Vrindavan. Anyone empowered to do this can bring the whole entire world under your influence." Purport. This passage parallels the statements, "Krishna Shakti Vina Nahe Tar Pravartana." Who can tell me who spoke that line? "Krishna Shakti Vina Nahe Tar Pravartana." Who said those words? And it's not Lord Chaitanya. He's a Gujarati. Who spoke those words? Anybody know? All right. Who spoke those words? No, but the person who spoke it is a Gujarati. Come on, it could only be one. Who's the only Gujarati who appears in this Chaitanya Charitamrita? Vallabhacharya. Oh, I didn't hear you. I'm sorry. Rupa had the answer. You mean he's not a Gujarati? How he can be in charge of the Pushti Marg? He's... So he's not, all this time I think he's Gujarati. How they could allow that to happen? How they could allow that to happen? I'm surprised they didn't ask for his birth certificate like they do Obama. Hey, you know better than me. I don't. I was just assuming. Yeah, I'm sure you know better than me. I'm just shocked. All right, let's continue. Enough of the jokes. All right. Oh, boy. Wait. Hold on. Hold everything. Okay. Purport. This passage parallels the statement, Krishna Shakti Vina Nahe Tar Pravartana, which means that unless empowered by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, one cannot spread the holy name of the Lord throughout the entire world. So who did Vallabhacharya say those words to? That's the next question. This statement, one cannot spread the holy name unless empowered, who did Vallabhacharya say that to? Yes, to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Yes. And we'll study that chapter. That's coming up, chapter 7. That whole chapter, we're going to study that. Under the protection of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, a pure devotee can preach the holy name of the Lord so that everyone may take advantage of this facility and thus become Krishna conscious. And therefore, we recognize Srila Prabhupada as a Shaktivesh avatar. So how anyone could get the Americans in 1965 to wear dhotis, shave their head, go out, chant on the street, open temples, distribute books, do deity worship. The person who does that has got to be empowered. Next verse. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then embraced Rupa Goswami and asked him to offer prayers at the lotus feet of all the devotees present. I hope that one day all of us get to embrace or get embraced by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Text 207. Advaita Acharya, Nityananda Prabhu, and all the other devotees showed their causeless mercy to Rupa Goswami by embracing him in return. Seeing Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's special mercy toward Srila Rupa Goswami, and seeing his personal qualities, all the devotees were struck with wonder. Then, when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left with all of his devotees, Haridas Thakur also embraced Srila Rupa Goswami. Humility. He wouldn't do it in front of the others. So humble, Haridas Thakur. Unbelievable. So humble. Haridas Thakur told him, there is no limit to your good fortune. No one can understand the glories of what you have described. Srila Rupa Goswami said, I do not know anything. The only transcendental words I can utter are those which Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu makes me speak. Therefore, I pray that only words I utter is what Prabhupada makes me speak. Srila Prabhupada ki. Purport. The poet or writer dealing with transcendental subject matters is not an ordinary writer or translator. Because he is empowered by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, whatever he writes becomes very effective. The principle of being empowered by the Supreme Personality of Godhead is essential. A materialistic poet who describes the transcendental pastimes of the Lord or the transcendental conclusions of devotional service. Excuse me. Poetry, the material activities of men and women cannot describe the transcendental pastimes of the Lord or the transcendental conclusions of devotional service. Srila Sanatan Goswami has therefore warned all neophyte devotees that one should not hear from the mouth of a non-Vaishnava. We discussed this point a while ago here in this house. A Vaishnava makod girnang putang harikatamritam shravanam naiva kartavyam sarapo chistam yata paya. One should not hear anything about Krishna from a non-Vaishnava. Milk touched by the lips of a serpent has poisonous effects. Similarly, talks about Krishna given by a non-Vaishnava are also poisonous. Yes, sir. So long as he is a pure representative of that person. Yes. In other words, you could take it like this. Is he following four regulative principles? And is he, like we read, there was a word previous, hypocrite. If he's a good devotee, the sampradaya is one thing. Yes, he should be a person you can accept in good faith. If in doubt, don't. Right? Just like if there is a doubt that there may be poison, I'm going to err on the side of... No, better not. Right? Well, let the buyer beware. It's your creeper. That's all. It's your creeper. My policy, the way I preach, better safe than sorry. Okay? I mean, that's the best I can... Unless one is a fully unalloyed devotee of the Lord, one should not try to describe the pastimes of Krishna in poetry, for it will be only mundane. There are many descriptions of Krishna's Bhagavad Gita written by persons whose consciousness is mundane and who are not qualified by pure devotion. Although they attempted to write transcendental literature, they could not fully engage even a single devotee in Krishna's service. Such literature is mundane, and therefore, as warned by Sri Sanatana Goswami, one should not touch it. Oh, this is a famous verse. Yes, let's chant together. Hridayasya parenaya parvartitoham varaka rupopi tasya hare padakamalang vande chaitanya devasya. Although I am the lowest of men and have no knowledge, the Lord has mercifully bestowed upon me the inspiration to write transcendental literature about devotional service. Therefore, I offer my obeisances at the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who has given me the chance to write these books. This verse is from Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. It's the second verse of the book. Text 213. In this way, Srila Rupa Goswami passed his time in close association with Haridas Thakur by discussing the pastimes of Lord Krishna in great happiness. All the devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu thus spent 4 months with him. Then the Lord bade them farewell, and they returned to Bengal. Srila Rupa Goswami, however, stayed at the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and when the Dola Yatra festival took place, he sought in great happiness with the Lord. After the Dola Yatra festival ended, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bade farewell to Rupa Goswami also. The Lord empowered him and bestowed upon him all kinds of mercy. I knew you were going to ask. I don't know. I don't think it's in Wikipedia either. Now go to Vrindavan and stay there, the Lord said. You may send here your elder brother, Sanatana. When you go to Vrindavan, stay there, preach transcendental literature, and excavate the lost holy places. So he got instructions. Stay in Vrindavan, preach transcendental literature, excavate the lost holy places. Establish the service of Lord Krishna and preach the mellows of Lord Krishna's devotional service. I shall also go to Vrindavan once more. Having thus spoken, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced Rupa Goswami, who then placed the lotus feet of the Lord upon his head. So he also did it. He also did it. Srila Rupa Goswami took leave of all the devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and returned to Vrindavan by the path through Bengal. Thus, I have described the second meeting of Rupa Goswami and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Anyone who hears of this incident will certainly attain shelter at the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Hari Bol. So we got our benediction. Excellent, excellent, excellent. We got our benediction. We got our transcendental prasad. Praying at the lotus feet of Sri Rupa and Sri Raghunath, always desiring their mercy. I, Krishnadas, desiring their mercy, narrate Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, following in their footsteps. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports to Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Anchalila, first chapter, describing the second meeting of Srila Rupa Goswami. So in our next session, we will go to the next chapter. Not now. I do not know that. If you send me an email, I will research the question and have an answer for you. No, he came afterwards. He was not a contemporary. Just as you asked me a question once a month or two ago at Kundan Kumar's about why Arjuna wanted to see the forearm form. I did the research. It's on my Facebook page. If you send me an email, I will send you my research. So any question, just send me email, because otherwise I don't remember what I just said. The thing is, after something I've said 10 seconds ago, I forget. Can I sing one short bhajan in ecstasy? Because we finished the chapter. Krishna, 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 hey. Krishna, 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 hey. Krishna, 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 Rakshama. Krishna, 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 Pahi Maam. Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rakshama. Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Pahima. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Jaya Govinda Kunj, Jaya Govinda Kunj, Govinda Kunj, Jaya Govinda Kunj. Nitai Gaura Haribo, 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 Haribo.
We have finished another chapter. Very